I'm very pleased to welcome my guest into the studio. He's the artistic director of the Lynx International Film Festival, and his name is Nasser Shilova. Good morning, Nasser.
Good morning.
Morning. Now, listen, an international film festival in a place like Virginia Water, how does that happen?
Oh, yes, it's quite unusual, to be honest, but there's always a reason. Something happens, something ignites any change, and that happens in Virginia Water this time. So basically, I was involved in other film festivals in various roles, like film jury, also as the organizer. And then I thought that nothing like this happened before in Virginia Water, in the area as well. So I thought someone has to do it. And then it happened to be me this time.
And when you say you were involved in other film festivals, is this in this country or elsewhere?
No, in other countries.
Is it quite complex to sort of organize a film festival?
It is, and possibly this is the reason why no one did it before, because there are so many things happening, and if you don't consider all those things, it doesn't fit in place. You know?
So presumably, because of your experience with other film festivals, it put you in the perfect position to be able to organise your own here.
That's right, yes.
Brilliant. Why did you choose Virginia Water? Why not London, for example?
Well, in London there are many film festivals, number one. You know, I don't think they need another one because there's so many of them. And I just live in the area.
Yeah.
I lived in the area for over 20 years. And it's another way to contribute towards the community here, just to give something back to the community.
It's a brilliant
idea.
This is
the best thing we can do, I think.
Is your background in film?
Yes.
And how did you start? What's your inspiration for doing it? Were you an actor? Were you a director?
Well, I studied filmmaking at various institutions. You know, so basically I can write films, I can direct films, I can edit films.
Wow.
I can practically take a film from start to finish, and which you also need in a film festival like that.
Yes.
You know, so basically you must have a general knowledge of filmmaking, producing everything in order to capture everything needed in order to make it happen.
Understood. So where did you start making films? I mean, you know, people are going to hear your accent and they're going to think, where are you originally from?
Yeah, actually, I started here. I can tell if I don't mind.
Okay.
I come from Kosovo.
Oh,
and
wow.
I moved in UK in 1989.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
At that time in Kosovo, there was no such a thing as film studies. You couldn't study in Kosovo. And I was so excited when I could find out that, yes, you can learn how to make films. And that's an amazing thing.
So where did you learn to make films?
Well, went to various institutions like Brighton Film School. I started with at West Ham's College, actually, learning the basics of video production and film studies. And then Brighton Film School, London Film School, and various specialist courses in cinematography, in lighting, film lighting, you know, and film direction.
Yeah, brilliant. So when you set up this film festival, because I've had a look on the website and I was quite gobsmacked, really, because you've got over 50 films that have been shortlisted by the looks of it.
Yeah.
But you did get thousands of entries.
That's right.
Now, how do you market?
Okay. Well, nowadays it's really easy because of the modern internet, basically.
Yeah.
So basically, there are various sites that deal exactly with this question. And I use, in particular, one website. This is where you basically invite filmmakers from around the world to send their films, and they send it to us. Like this year, we received 3,350 films exactly.
My.
And that's where we view those films and select the best out of them.
So you have a panel, and they decide? They're from the film industry, presumably, so, you know, acting themselves, are they?
Well, we have a team in Link International Film Festival where we view those films because there are so many of them. And at the end, I decide which ones to select. That's my job description, right. Artistic director. Yeah. That's what they do, you know.
Yeah.
And out of these 54 films exactly that we select, and then we move onto a next stage where there are six film juries, and they will watch the nominated films, 25 of them, and award them.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
So give us a little taste of the types of films that we could see if we went to the film festival. You know, just a little taster of the type of entries you've had.
Yeah. None of them are the same. They are various. But what we're looking for in this film festival in particular is stories that connect. Basically, stories that we can see films from all over the world. You know, name a country we've seen, you know, yeah. Films. And they're all basically down-to-earth stories, stories of family issues or emotional, various other emotional issues that are quite astounding, to be honest.
Yes.
So yeah, very emotional. It's nothing like films that we see at cinema. Usually they seem to be a bunch of superheroes fighting other superheroes, which we're not so much concerned, to be honest. So basically, we're talking here about stories that, in my personal view, touch our own humanity.
Yes. You know? Lovely. I mean, it sounds fascinating, and presumably you have an insight into the struggles that the people in these various countries have because of the stories that they tell.
Well, this is also the basis of why Link was established, because this is exactly what we're trying to do. We're trying to link various nations, cultures, communities, even artists from around the world. And because they are all short films, up to 20 minutes,
right.
We're not talking big budgeted films. We are talking truly down-to-earth films. And this is absolutely amazing, you know, when you see them. So I won't spoil it because you have to be there to believe it.
Actually, can I just say, I don't know if this is coming across, but your infectious enthusiasm for them, it's infectious, I was going to say, because you're clearly very enthusiastic about it.
Yes.
So tell me, where have you selected to play these films? Where can we see them?
Well, there's just one venue, mm-hmm. of course, in Virginia Water Community Hall in Cabrera Avenue.
Yeah.
And it's going to be over three evenings, starting from 4 p.m. And just to clarify, because there are 54 films, we're talking three evenings, so we divided those films into 18 films a night,
wow.
An evening. So there will be three shows per evening, and on it will be six films. It's a nice mathematical...
Yeah.
...in a break.
I get it, about 3 hours or so each. Yeah.
Basically, on each show, it's almost like watching a feature film...
Yes.
...in terms of the length of all those six films.
Right.
And then we have a break on each between each show. This is where we have a drink, we have snacks, and we socialize with other people, and it's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
sounds great. What sort of price are we talking about to sort of come and watch them?
Prices are extremely low because we're already charging a symbolic £3 per show, where they also get like free drinks and snacks. So
wow.
We're talking just basically these are the prices just to encourage people to come and get to know this new experience. So they don't reflect any real, you know.
It sounds wonderful. Will there be any, I mean, I know sometimes when there's film showings of very small films, you get like questions and answers sort of from the directors or some of the actors attend or whatever. Will there be any like directors? writers or
many directors have already confirmed they will be coming over, and we usually arrange Q&A for them. And well, this is an interesting story because last year it was set up the festival for the first time, you know, and people that came there, they were quite surprised because they didn't know what to expect. And when actors, producers, directors were appearing in front of them, they were saying, "Is this supposed to happen?" I said, "Yes, it is." it's a good experience.
I have to say, it sounds like you're getting an awful lot for your money. I mean, if you're a film fan, or even if you're not a film fan, if you're just interested in cultures of the world, for example, you're getting 6 wonderful films, a drink, some snacks, the chance to meet with these directors,
yeah,
and the chance to bond with your community.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a wonderful thing that you've set up.
Yeah, there's because it's a film festival at its earliest stages, you know, and of course because most of the films are from very far away countries, Australia, Indonesia, Iran, name it.
Yeah.
You know? And unfortunately, many of those directors and filmmakers cannot make it to the festival. But those that are nearby, say in France, UK, of course, and other countries, they can make it. And that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So it's your second year.
It is.
And the first year was a success by the sound of it.
It was a success, yeah.
So you're getting excited about this year. And I'm excited even hearing about it, actually. It sounds absolutely fabulous.
Thank you.
If people want to actually discover a little bit more about the films that are going to be playing, you have a website. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Well, the website is very easy. It's Link, IFF, International Film Festival, Link, internationalfilmfestival.com.
Yeah.
So Link, IFF.com. And then they can go on our Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter for the latest news, where they can see all films selected. And also in the next couple of days, we will announce the nominations, basically films that will be awarded, some of them.
So will they get a prize?
Yes, there are 11 awards.
Yeah.
And basically, unlike many other film festivals, we are awarding films based on regions where they come from. Again, going back to that link. Basically, we want to link. So we want to award filmmakers based on, say, best of Western Europe, best of Eastern Europe, best of North America, best
really
of Latin
good.
America. So basically we're trying to connect all regions of the world so they can be proud of saying we won the best of, say, Africa, which is amazing. know?
It's really, really good. It's a great idea, and what an amazing place to have it as well, Virginia Water. And people can go along and see these films and see a bit of world culture as well thrown into the mix. It's been lovely talking to you.
Thank you.
And good luck with the film festival.
Thank you very much.
And I'm going to play us out actually with City of Stars, which you'll know from a very famous film, which had a big budget, I have to say. But Nasser, lovely of you to come along. Thank you so much.
Thank you.